Now, how common is the use of music as a tool in therapy?
Yeah, it's very common if you're looking at music therapy itself. So music therapy is now being used all around the world. But, you know, if we're to look back further, music has been used as a form of therapy in, you know, many sorts of different cultures for you know, many, many years, even before the formal idea of music therapy came about.
Mm.
But, yeah, I guess it's also being used, you know, a lot of the time when hip-hop is being used to help young people, it's not always under the guise of music therapy, although it shares a lot of sort of similarities. I'd say it's fairly widespread around the world.
So how have you specifically employed hip-hop as a genre, therapy in schools? So how is it that hip-hop is being used in schools as a form of music therapy?
So I guess in Australia, one of the ways it's being used is that, you know, we've got, you know, hip-hop practitioners. Now, part of the hip-hop culture, and, you know, rap music is just one part of hip-hop culture. And part of the hip-hop culture is community and also giving back to community. So we've got lots of, you know, rap artists or hip-hop artists who are spending a lot of time going back into schools and spending time with young people. And, you know, it might be through writing lyrics or it might be through spending some time just sort of talking through the kind of music that they're listening to and that kind of stuff. So that's the sort of stuff that's happening in Australia. Elsewhere in the world, we've got like Hip Hop Ed is a movement in the States and also in the UK.
Okay.
And that's a fairly big movement, and they're using hip hop in all sorts of ways in schools. And yeah, one of the ways that they're using it is for well-being.
Okay.
And you know, especially in places like the Bay Area in sort of Oakland and San Francisco around there, as well as the Bronx in New York and stuff like that, there's lots of school-based programs where they're, you know, sort of using a lot of hip-hop, writing beats, writing rhymes, and all that sort of stuff, sometimes with a you know, mental health practitioner by their side to sort of, yeah.
I think that this is fantastic because it's opening up a kind of realm of accessibility for children without making it like naff. This seems like a really good way to kind of get at children and get at youth in a way that they'll relate to and that they'll understand.
That's right. So there are some figures to say that one of the biggest reason for dropout or the reason people from diverse cultures don't access normal sort of mental health services, so we're talking, you know, your normal sort of talk-based therapy or counselling or something like that, is because they're not sort of sufficiently culturally responsive.
Hmm.
So hip-hop is a really great way for, you know, starting to try to bridge that gap. Because it does speak to issues of sort of, you know, marginalisation and all that kind of stuff. Because obviously, if it's historical foundations coming out of the Bronx in the 1970s and all the social and cultural underpinnings, you know, of the culture, so it is something that a lot of young people can relate to.
Mm.
And it is also the other side of it is that it's, you know, the I think it's the most downloaded genre in the world. It's the most listened to music in the world. So it is really prominent within youth culture around the world. So I think you're right. I think it's one of those things that, you know, if you're coming at young people and using a musical culture which they can relate to and which they can understand, it does make it a lot more accessible.
I think it's absolutely fantastic, and it does cut across so many cultural barriers as well. Music is such a unifying tool and such a unifying theme for so many individuals, whether they be young people, old people, people from all different cultural backgrounds. So I think that this is a fantastic tool that we should be employing a little bit more when it comes to reaching our young people in society. Now, of course, we're not just going to go and throw any old track on. We're not going to blast Kanye at the top of our speakers and hope that that gets through to kids. What should people be looking for when they are looking to employ hip hop, kind of as a therapeutic tool?
Okay, that's a very good question. So there is, I guess it depends on the setting that you're doing it in. So I think if you're working one-on-one with a young person, then you may want to be using some of the hip hop music which has some of the more sort of challenging or confronting lyrical content, because very often that's going to open some really important discussions to find out what's going on for that young person. So actually that kind of, although it might seem, you know, sort of confronting at the time, that, that might actually provide a great window into what's going on for them.
Wow.
If you're in a group, you also obviously need to be respectful of, you know, the other people in the group. And so you need to think about what's appropriate for them. And obviously some settings like school settings and things like that, obviously, you know, you're not allowed to, or it's not always appropriate, sorry, to be using music with lots of swearing and all that sort of thing.
And more crass themes as well.
Yeah. So I think, but there is, and I think that this is one of the other common misconceptions around rap and or hip hop music, is that it is predominantly music which is full of, you know, swearing, misogyny, you know, celebration of violence, drugs, guns, all that kind of stuff. Yes, that music is out there, but that's only a subsection of the content that is out there. There is a lot of, some people call it conscious hip-hop, some people call it political or protest rap, some people call it positive hip-hop. So there is a lot of hip-hop out there that is has lots of positive messages in it, and political messages and social messages, and, you know, because one of the foundational elements of hip-hop is knowledge, you know, as well as community and respect and all that kind of stuff. So that stuff really does flow through the music. So I would recommend, and it's very easy to find this stuff online, to sort of just, you know, go through and have a look for the, you know, some songs that are full of sort of positive messages. And they, again, can open up those sorts of conversations with young people as well.
Dig a little deeper, find the songs that are really going to hit home for the children that you're trying to get to and the youth that you're trying to engage with. Dr. Crook, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.